Okay, let's begin our discussion of Asar Bateves. Asar Bateves, very unusual. Just try to close this view. One second. Full screen. There we go. To talk about Asar Bateves, a very unusual occurrence that we're going to be going into Shabbos fasting. This Friday, pretty unusual, and we'll be laying Vayachal at Mincha on Friday afternoon, and in some shuls they'll be duchening at Mincha on Friday afternoon, depending which Mincha you daven. But let's talk about first generally the fast days and general halachic points, and then we'll talk about hopefully three messages that we have from Asar Bateves. Three messages. So first, hopefully, if you have the sources, did somebody give out the sources? To
It's possible. I
everybody,
sent it out on the WhatsApp. I sent it out on the
right. Also, I gave.
WhatsApp. We all have our papers in the dorms.
Okay, good. So I gave the hard copies. Hopefully, some of you have it. I left it, but the pasuk tells us in Zechariah in Paraches that Komar Hashem Tzvakos, this Friday we will be fulfilling. Hopefully, if Mashiach comes beforehand, we won't. But just in case if not, we'll be fulfilling a mitzvah derabanan that's based on psukim in Navi, which means it's very strong. It's called Divrei Kabbalah. Why? Because the pasuk says in Zechariah, Tzoma Ravi, Vitzoma Chamishi, Vitzoma Shvi, Vitzoma Asiri, the fast day of the fourth month, that's Tammuz, of the fifth month, that's Av, the seventh month, that's Tishrei, Asiri, the tenth month, that's Teves, Yiel, Abes Yehuda, Lasasun, Lasimcha, will eventually be for Chagim, is going to turn into Chagim. So again, a remez of all the four fast days are already here in Zechariah. So what happened on these fast days? Asar Bateves is really the first one, the first fast day of the chronology. Why? What happens? The pasuk tells us in Sefer Malachim and in Sefer Yirmiyahu the story. Vahib b'shana atshiyas l'molcha b'chodesh asiri ba'esel achodesh, on the 10th of the 10th. That's this Friday. Nebuchadnezzar came with his armies and surrounded the walls of Yerushalayim. Right. This was the first step of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, about a year and a half before. So it was the winter in Teves. A year and a half the siege lasted until Shavasa B'Tam was the following year. Really, the ninth of Tam was by the first Beis HaMikdash. The walls were broken, and eventually the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So this is described both in Malachim and in Yirmiyahu. That's what happened at Asar B'Teves. And our question is, so what's the significance of this fast day? We know historically what happened. What are we supposed to be thinking about as we prepare for commemorating this siege? And what does Chazal want from us? Obviously, not just fasting, right? There are messages. And every fast day has a specific message. There's nothing coincidental. This fast day always comes a couple days after Hanukkah. Is there a connection between Asar Bateves and Hanukkah? Like, we ask the same question, let's say, Tzom Gedalia always happens during Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Is there a specific message of tshuva of Tzom Gedalia that we can learn from? So here, is there a specific message of Asar Bateves at this time of year besides the general message? Hopefully we will talk about. It is interesting that in Yechezkel, the pasuk tells us, Vahidavar Hashem, Yechezkel had a nevuah that this was occurring. Yechezkel, if you remember, he was exiled. He went into Galus years before the Churban. He was in Bavel when this story happened. He had a nevuah on the day that it happened, on Asar Bateves. Hashem tells him, right now, the siege is happening. Months later, they find out that the siege actually happened that day. Says the Radak, this is the nevuah that showed everyone that Yechezkel was a Navi Emes. Because this Nevuah, he said, mark it down today, everybody will remember, he's saying the siege happened. Right? That's what the pasuk in Yechezkel, which we'll get back to a little bit later, Be'ez Hashem, the pasuk says, V'hidavar Hashem Eli, Bashanat Shias, Ben Adam, K'sav L'chas, Shem Hayom, Ez Etzam Hayom Hazeh, write down this very day. You know what happened? Samach Melech Bavel El Yerushalayim, Be'etzam Hayom Hazeh. On this very day, Nebuchadnezzar, with his forces, surrounded Yerushalayim. Yechezkel, write it down so that in a few months from now, when you hear what day it happened, they'll know that you are a Navi Emes. And the Radak says, Ukshishmu achar kemi pi amagidim, when they find out, they'll know, Yedu ki Navi haye besocham, the Emes heim dvarav sha'omer lahem b'shem Hashem. So this story really proved the nevuah of Yechezkel. So what is the message? So all fast days are obviously about tshuva. All fast days are about looking within ourselves, self cheshbon nefesh. Right? The Rambam writes in source number 8, if you turn the page, in Hilchas Tainus, the Rambam tells us, Yesham yamim shekol Yisrael misana bohem. There are certain days that all of Am Yisrael fast on. Okay, now there's only 4. Maybe 5 if you count Tainus Esther. But if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, on the page of the Shulchan Aruch, before World War II, there were other days that were fast days that many had the minhag to fast on. For example, Chaf Sivan, the 20th day of Sivan, used to be a fast day because a number of tragedies happened that day. In the days of Rabbeinu Tam, there was a terrible pogrom on Chaf Sivan during the 1648-1649 massacres. Chaf Sivan. So there were many fast days throughout history, but once World War II happened, what, you fast every day? Every day there were tragedies. So basically all of the other ones fell away, and we're left with the ones from Chazal. And the Rambam tells us there are certain fast days that we fast with b'atzara she'iru bahen because of the tzaras that happened. K'dei la'orer ha'levavos v'leftoach darkei tshuva, to awaken the hearts and to open the path of tshuva via zikara l'masein ha'ram, and it's to motivate us. Fasting and others is never just to fast. It's all about motivation. Rav Avadia Yosef even has a tshuva where he writes that the minhag of fasting when a Sefer Torah falls, chas v'shalom, that minhag, he said, if it was up to him, he'd rather people eat and people should spend their day in shul learning and davening and say tehillim. That's much more meaningful. Because that's not a chiyuv to fast. Okay, there's a minhag to fast, but what's the meaning? See, even the fast days, when we have to fast, we have to know what the meaning is. And the Rambam tells us, generally, it's tshuva. Generally, it's tshuva. It's all the fast days. And just one thought of Lumdus before we get to Asara B'Teve specifically. There's a fascinating Ha'ara of the Minchas Chinuch. Again, not our topic now, but once we're talking about fast days, I'll mention it. And then we're going to get to Asara B'Teve specifically. The Minchas Chinuch points out, if you look back at the Psukim in Zechariah do not mention a specific day in the month. Remember what we started off with? What does Zechariah say? The fast of the 4th, and the fast of the 5th, and the fast of the 7th, and the fast of the 10th. No day given. Why is that? Or another question asked the Minchas Chinuch. Remember the Gemara Maseches Tainus? We say we fast on Tisha B'Av. Rabbi Yochanan says, if it was up to me, I would have fasted on the 10th of Av. Why the 10th of Av? Because that's when most of the burning happened. The 10th of Av. But we don't say that because we go by when it starts. How could there be a discussion about what day to fast? Isn't there a Mesorah? There's a Mesorah. What day to fast? Is it the 9th? Is it the 10th? How can Rabbi Yochanan say I would have made it the 10th? Or if you look in the Gemara, and it's also based on the Psukim, when did the walls break? When did the siege stop and the walls broke and they went in? First base of Mikdash, on the 9th of Tammuz, not on the 17th of Tammuz. And the second base of Mikdash was the 17th. So how do we choose one? How do we fulfill? We should fast maybe on the 9th and the 17th. Says the Minchas Chinuch to answer all these questions. Really, the din mi divrei Kabbalah that we will fulfill be'ezras Hashem this Friday, it's a din in the month, not in the day. The kiyum of the Tainus originally was to fast on a day during this month. The whole month is labeled based on this event. And therefore, whichever day you fast, you might choose the 9th, you might choose the 10th, you might choose the 9th, you might choose the 17th, whatever it is. Once Chazal later on decided which day, then fine, you can't fast any other day. Because once Chazal, just like, and the Minchas Chinuch loves this topic, once the Rabbana told us how to do a mitzvah, Taraisa, so then we have to do it that way, just like benching. It doesn't say in the Torah what words to use, but once Chazal said which words to use, we have to bench it that way. Davening. Once Chazal told us which words to use, so that's how we have to daven. But originally, conceptually, says the Minchas Chinuch, it's really about the month, not just about the day. Elavada, he writes on the left side of source number 9. Da kabbalah lo kava yom miyuchad, klau, rak ha-chadoshim, ube'eze yom b'chodesh, erotze b'sanim. Whatever day you want during the month. Chazal then said a specific day, but that's what we're fulfilling. We're fulfilling the fast of the month of Teves. That's this Friday. But now let's get into uniquenesses of this fast. There is a shita of the Abu Draham. any discussion of Aser B'Teves starts with the Zabu Jam. First, we're going to mention something in Halacha, and then we'll get to the three Hashkafic points. The Abu Dram says, right, one of the less known Rishonim, in source number 10, says the Abu Dram, there's a difference between Aser B'Teves and all the other fast days. Besides the fact that it's the only one that nowadays could fall out on Friday. The only one. Right? Even when Purim's on Sunday, we push off Tinus Esther till Thursday before. Right? This year, Purim falls out on Shabbos, Shushan Purim, and outside of Yerushalayim on Friday. But says the Abu Draham, Kishachalu b'Shabbos, chuz me'atzara b'teves, she'eno chala olam b'Shabbos, aval hu chala famim b'yom shishi, u'misanem bo b'yom. Says Abu Jam, sometimes it falls out on Friday, like this year. V'afilu hayachal b'Shabbos, lo hayu yecholim l'tchoso l'yom acher. It doesn't, according to our calendar. But if Asar B'Teves would ever fall out on Shabbos, so then you would pashtus, what does it say? You would fast on Shabbos, right? You would fast on Shabbos, he seems to say. Fast on Shabbos, he says that you don't push it off. Why? Because the pasuk that described the event that happened says, Be'etzem hayom hazeh, kemo yom ha-kippurim. Just like Yom Kippur is not nidche. Right? Now, Yom Kippur, you fast even on Shabbos. So to Asar B'Teves, you fast even on Shabbos. That's what the Abu Dram seems to say. And the Beis Yosef quotes in the Beis Yosef says, V'lo yadati minayin lozeh. Where does he get this from? How can that be? It's a Tainus Drabanan. How can you fast on Shabbos? What's he talking about? Because it says, that's a mayom hazeh. So it's very difficult what the pshat of the Abu Dram is. Rashi in Megillah, Daf Hei Beferis, says otherwise. Rashi says, of course you won't. Asar B'Teves, of course, is pushed off. According to our calendar, it can never fall out on Shabbos. But if it would, Rashi says, you push it off just like you push off Tisha B'Av, just like you push off Shavuot B'Tammuz. But the Abu Dram seems to say, you'd fast on Shabbos. How could that be? How could that be? Because it says, Be'etzam HaYom HaZeh, on this very day, if you look in the Torah Tamima, in the Tosefes Bracha, in Source 15, he says he argues with the Abu Dram. You can't compare it to Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur says, what's the Be'etzam HaYom HaZeh by Yom Kippur? You have to fast Be'etzam HaYom HaZeh on this day. On Asar B'Teves, it's just describing that the event happened, Be'etzam HaYom HaZeh. It's nothing about the mitzvah that we have to do. So even though you use the same words, why would you think you'd have to fast? So it is difficult. But what's the Bi'ur Hadavar? Is there a message that we could get? There's an unbelievable Chassam Sofer. Rabbi Simon, in a Sefer on Brachos, quotes the Chassam Sofer, if you have it there, in source number 16. Chassam Sofer says, there are two fast days that we fast on Shabbos, that we could fast on Shabbos. Yom Kippur and a Tainus Chalom. A tinus of a bad dream. If somebody has a bad dream 3 nights in a row, the same bad dream, you'd fast on Shabbos. And you'd also fast on Monday because you fasted on Shabbos and you have to do tshuva. But you'd fast on Shabbos. What's the common denominator between Yom Kippur, tinus chalom, and maybe Asar B'Teves? Says the Chassam Sofer. When there's a fast that has to do with the past, then you don't fast on Shabbos. If it's remembering something about the past. Tisha B'Av, Shavuot B'Tammuz, it's all about the past. That's not powerful enough to be Docha Shabbos, to fast on Shabbos. Yom Kippur is about the future. Yom Kippur, you got to fast today because Ein Breira, it's about the future. So you got to fast, it's about my year. Tainus Chalom is about the future. It's about you want the dream to be interpreted the Tova. Something about the future, you're able to fast. What about Asar B'Teves? How's that about the future? Says the Chassam Sofer. And if you get anything about out of this year, it's this thought right here. The Chassam Sofer says, Asar B'Teves is a fast about the future too. Why? Asar B'Teves is the day every year that Hashem decides whether there's going to be a Tisha B'Av that summer or not. Or what type of day Tisha B'Av is going to be. A holiday or a mourning day. Asar B'Teves is the day that Hashem decides. So it's also about the future. Why does Hashem decide? Maybe we'll talk about that in a minute. But Hashem decides this Friday. Hashem is going to decide whether Mashiach is coming this year. That's pretty intense. right? That's pretty heavy. But that's why it's about the future. And that's why the Abu Drum says that if it would fall out on Shabbos, we'd fast on Shabbos too. Because it's about the future. Like Atanas Chalom and like Yom Kippur. So that's halachic point about the Abu Drum. Just one parenthetical point I heard years ago in a shiur from Rav Asher Weiss. He says it could be that many are misunderstanding the Abu Drum. The Abu Drum doesn't say beferish, you'd fast on Shabbos. If you remember his words, the Abu Drum said back in source number 10, and even if it would fall out on Shabbos, you would not be able to push it off because it says be'etzam hayom hazeh. So how might you understand that? He says, you wouldn't be able to push it off. So you know how you might understand that? So you wouldn't fast that year. Asar B'Teves has to be on the day of Asar B'Teves. And if it's not, not that if it's not, you'd fast on Shabbos. If it is, then you won't fast that year. It could be that the Abu Drum is saying that. Again, it's not how most assume understand him, but to just to be honest in the reading of the Abu Drum, that's possible. Okay, so that's a halachic point about Asar B'Teves. Now let's get to the hashkafic points. Three ideas what we could be thinking about as we approach this day. One of them we discussed actually 2 weeks ago. One of them we discussed 2 weeks ago, and the other two are new. The first is maybe Asar B'Teves is connected to Chanukah. How is it connected to Chanukah? Remember we discussed a couple of weeks ago why we need the nace of Chanukah, Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, just rely on Tumah. So one of the answers we gave was beginnings have to be pure. Beginnings have to be sure. You can't rely on a b'di'eved when you start. You can rely on Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur in the middle of the avoda. But Rabbi Yosef Engel said, I gave it to you again in source number 18. The Gilyon Yashah says, if you're starting the Chanukah of the Mizbeach, it can't be Tameh. You have to start out strong and pure for the beginnings. Because beginnings are crucial and beginnings are defining. Asar B'Teves is the beginning. Asar B'Teves is the beginning of the process of the Churban. It's the first stage. It's when the walls were surrounded. You know why Hashem decides today about Tisha B'Av? Because this is the beginning of the process. This is the beginning of the Churban. And therefore, we have to take into account, you know, what it's about. And Hashem's decision today. And that's the connection to Chanukah. Because Chanukah, the whole nace happened because beginnings have to be strong and pure. So that's Asar B'Teves also, having to be strong and pure. Idea number one. But then there's a second idea. If you look in source number 19, I gave you one of the paragraphs of Slichos that Ashkenazim say this Friday. You know, we all complain about Slichos, that we have no idea what they're talking about, and it's hard Hebrew, and we say it too fast. But guess what? That's not Slichos' fault. That's our fault. If we would look at the Slichos before Slichos and, like, try to study it, we'd get more out of it. If this Thursday night, we, like, focus, and Slichos is not so long. It's like three paragraphs, right? The main part of Slichos. We'd get a lot out of it. So if you look at one of the Slichos in Source 19, we really mourn and we fast for three events. Three events happen, one on the 8th, one on the 9th, and one on the 10th of Teves. What happened on the 8th of Teves? We discussed this a couple of weeks ago also. Third line, Umelech Yavan Insani Lichtov Das Yavanis. A Greek king forced me to translate the Torah to Greek. The Septuagint, Al Gabi Harshu Harshim Erichumanis Vechulu. Number one tragedy, the 8th of Tammuz, the Torah was translated to Greek. Chazal tell us there were 3 days of darkness that ensued after the Torah was translated. Number one. Number two, the 9th of Teves. What happened? We continue in that paragraph. Tarof Tarafbo Hanose Nimre Shefer Hu Ezra HaSofer. Ezra HaSofer died. The leader of Am Yisrael during Bayesheni, the greatest Talmud Chacham besides Moshe Rabbeinu in history. The Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, had Moshe not given the Torah, Ezra would have given the Torah. Ezra dies on the 9th of Teves. And finally, the third tragedy, what happened on the 10th, that we know from the Psukim, and but it's described. Yom Asiri Tzuvia Ben Buzi Achose, Yecheskel Ben Buzi, was commanded. Ksav Lacha B'Sefer HaMachzeh, write down, L'Zikar L'Am Nameis, to this downtrodden nation, it's Etzem HaYom Hazeh. These three tragedies we mourn. Is there a connection between these three? Right, this, the Torah being translated into Greek, the Septuagint, Ezra Sofer dying, and the beginning of the Churban. Is there a connection between those three? So if you look in Ramat Yo Solomon, in source, in the turning of the page, in source 23, Ramat Yo Solomon says there's a connection between all three. And again, we discussed this a few weeks ago. What was the tragedy of the Septuagint? That the Torah was translated. Because there's so many levels of interpretation of the Torah. We spoke about Torah Shebaal Peh. We spoke about the magic of every letter, of every word of the Torah, of every crown. Rabbi Akiva darshan mountains of halachos based on every crown that's written on the Torah. When the Torah was translated to Greek, we lost so much Torah because so much is lost in translation. Line 16. Ra umar patakas haTorah yefanus halachon. It was a bitter day. Kibios haTorah ksuba bilashona. When the Torah is written in its lashon, kishenemar and piyakarish baruchu, hari kapata shifotit sela. When the Torah is written in the Hebrew, there's so many levels of interpretation. Pshat, remez, ras, sod, so yeah. It's like a hammer and sparks fly out. There's so many ways to interpret Torah. You could go to a shir on the same topic, just in our yeshiva. I'm sure you go to a shir with five different rebbeim on the same topic, you'll have five different shiurim. Totally different. There won't be any overlap. Because every rebbe will explain it differently and express things differently and focus on different things. Because that's the beauty of Torah. Because it's so many layers. When it was translated, it was all lost. Because it wasn't in the original. So the Septuagint, the tragedy of the Septuagint is that it was a loss of Torah. Ezra Sofer dying, obviously, the Gadol Hador. Our connection to the previous generation, that's also a loss of Torah. That's also something that we mourn. We mourn one of our greatest Rebbeim, one of the greatest Talmid Chachamim, right? He could have given the Torah. And what about the Churban? The beginning of the process of the Churban. There's no greater cause of Bittul Torah than the Churban Beis HaMikdash. We have no idea the inspiration that Torah would give us. If we're ever inspired by anything in Torah now, we can't even fathom how inspiring it's going to be when Mashiach comes, when we have a Beis HaMikdash. Right? It's interesting, in the davening, at the end of every Amidah, what do we daven? We daven for the Beis HaMikdash. Because we know we daven instead of the Karbanos. Sheyibana Beis HaMikdash b'meir of Yameinu, v'sein chelkenu b'sorasecha. Give us our chelik in Torah, and then we get back to the Beis HaMikdash. V'sham ravat chabir kimi olam. What's that doing right in the middle? V'sein chelkenu b'sorasecha. Because there's a portion of Torah that we can't have without a Beis HaMikdash. There's a certain intensity that we don't have from Kimitzion Teitze Torah. So the Churban caused a tremendous bittul. Right? Imagine having the 71 greatest rabbis of the generation getting along with each other, making takanos, making rules for Am Yisrael, from Yerushalayim. An amazing inspiration that would be. But all three are about a loss and a vacuum of Torah. The Septuagint of the translation, Ezra Sofer dying, and Churban Beis HaMikdash. That's the second idea. So number one, we have beginnings. Beginnings are crucial. Ellie, yeah, have a question?
Yeah, just what's especially sad about Ezra dying compared to anyone else, which would also be a loss of Torah.
Right, so what's so unique about Ezra dying? I'll make 2 points. Number one, after Moshe Rabbeinu, he was number two. Right, why don't we have a fast for Moshe Rabbeinu? So that was just, you could say it's all three. Maybe if we didn't have the other reasons, maybe we wouldn't have made a fast just for him. But if we're fasting for Asura B'Teves and these tragedies happen together, you know, and it was the same message of the tragedy as we're saying now, so that's why we do it. But you're right, there's something unique about Ezra, right? Because we don't fast for the others. Also, he was the Gadol Hador during the time of Bayesheni, right? When they came back to build the Beis HaMikdash. So that's also a uniqueness. But that's message number two. The third and final idea suggested in that same piece in the Imre Baruch, he quotes a thought from Rav Shlomo Fisher, who says as follows: the fast days that we have related to the Churban have a biblical chait related to them. If I tell you Shavuot Batamuz, which biblical chait was connected to Shavuot Batamuz? The day that they broke the Luchos, You say Chayta Egel. Chayta Egel is the original source of Shavasa B'Tamuz. If I ask you what's the original Chayt of Tisha B'Av, what would you tell me? What would you tell me? Chayta Meraglim. That's the day they came back for the Meraglim and they gave a Bechil Adoros. If I would ask you what's the original Chayt for Asar B'Teves, it does not say anywhere in Chazal. There's no separate suggestion by Chazal what the Chayt is. But Rav Shlomo Fisher suggests, he says, I don't know, but suggestion. Mechiras Yosef. We lay the Parshias of Yosef at this time of year. Mechiras Yosef. Why do I say that? Number one, the zodiac sign for Teves is a gedi, is a goat. Dipping the Ksonas Pasim into the blood of the goat. Number two, right, this is the source of the Churban. This is the beginning of the end. What ultimately caused the Churban? Sinas Chinam. Mechiras Yosef is the source of Sinas Chinam amongst brothers on a communal level. That's what Asar B'Teves is about. And maybe that connects to why the Chassam Sofer says Hashem decides today whether there's going to be a Tisha B'Av. Because today is the day that symbolizes Sinas Chinam, and Hashem says, well, is there enough Avas Chinam in the world? Do they want the Beis HaMikdash back? Is there enough? And that's why this is the day that Hashem looks down and says, do my people deserve it? Does the world deserve it? Are they getting along with each other? So again, there's no raya in Chazal to this, but this is his suggestion. It's about Chesed, it's about Achdus, it's about Avas Chinam, about Avas Yisrael. And that would be a tikkun of Mechiras Yosef, which maybe happened. Maybe happened on Asar B'Teves. So what did we discuss tonight? We discussed that the Kiyum that we're going to do this Friday, Be'ez Hashem, is a month Kiyum. It's a din in the month, not the specific day. Chazal specified a day, but it's really a Kiyum of the month of Teves, the 10th month. Number two, we spoke about the uniqueness, the Abu Dra, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, maybe we'd even fast on a Shabbos. What's so special about that? It's about the future. Just like Yom Kippur, just like Tanis Chalom. And finally, the third section, three ideas to think about on Asar B'Teves. Number one, beginnings. It's the beginning of the process. All beginnings always have to be strong and are so defining. Number two, it's about a chisaron of Torah. We have to do what we can to get Torah back because all these three tragedies are about a loss of Torah. The Septuagint lost many levels of interpretation of Torah. Ezra Sofer dying. The Churban. We have to do what we can to push ourselves in Torah. And finally, number three, the Avas Yisrael, the Avas Chinam that we have to have, because maybe Mechiras Yosef happened, even if it didn't. It's a good excuse to focus on Avas Yisrael, Avas Chinam, and that's what we have to try to think about as we go into this Friday fast, which should be meaningful, hopefully, and Be'ez Hashem, we should be zochet that it should turn into a holiday very soon, as the Pasuk in Zechariah mentioned. Okay, we'll stop here.